Yummy.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad song, was it, Bert? That was pretty good. You got a couple here, like Roseanne. You got a question for Ion, Roseanne?
Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
No, we don't have those qualities. We don't know what we're... How are we?
We are effervescent.
Hey, my sister works at a Montessori school, and I asked her to look for the Bernstein Bears books because she told me that, oh, yeah, the children, we read that all the time. They're all over the place. So I said, well, go see if you can find the books because what Barbara said about a month ago that the name has changed from Bernstein to Bernstein.
The Berenstein. Berenstein.
Well, she went to go look for the books as she said that the school had a whole lot of them. They always read them. She couldn't find one book.
There it is.
Does that mean that they're disappearing, the old ones, into the
Gone. Nothing you could do. There was nothing you could do. Oh, yeah, Trump was quoting us. He was quoting, we said that 2 weeks ago, and that's his old quote now. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah, you say that a lot. Nothing you could do. I don't know what he's referring to, because he said you're going to do a lot.
They're gone. The books are gone. They're gone. Nothing you could do.
That's crazy. Where'd they go?
Hey, Roseanne, they were in the library? School book library?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's been at this school for 15 years, and, you know, these are very young children. And she said, oh, yeah, all the teachers have these books. They read to them. They're floating around. I go, well, just go find one of the books for me and then tell me what the book says, how it's spelled. And she wants to go look for it. She goes, I can't find one book. That's the strangest thing ever. We always have these books. She couldn't find one.
Did Ion notice they were gone and then drew our attention to it, or did Ion disappear them? Or did you do both, Ion?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, he doesn't want to implicate. He doesn't want to get Bert in trouble. Because Bert's going to take the shit. If I get in fucking, well, whatever, J. Edgar Hoover comes after me, fucking Bert's going to be the guy I'm nailing. I'm turning evidence on Bert. Switzerland, he's a Swiss gnome. He works for the Swiss bankers. It's obviously he's fucking the guy behind all this. The big buck, he goes back to the Nissim de Commando family. That's a new name I got to throw around. Bert, agent for the Ottoman Empire, disguised as a programmer at a little office in Switzerland.
So, Ian, does lunges going to help better than doing running to build up the thighs that you were telling Chad?
Maybe.
For him or for me?
For him.
Not for me?
No, you didn't make the cut, Roseanne. Not for you. You're going to have to ask all over again. What are these things for your thighs, Bert? Something for your thigh? Am I hearing this correctly?
Lunges. It's for Chad.
Yes, lunges. For Chad.
Lundy.
Yeah. I gave a class for Chad.
Yeah, lunges.
Oh, you do lunges. Exercise. Okay.
Right, you should do more yoga.
Who, me?
Yeah, head for the Thompson Quadrant. Go to the Thompson Quadrant. Do more yoga.
Oh, God. Shoot yourself in the head, yeah. Do some cat dog and do some downward facing dog and do some good hard stretching. It's good for you.
Yeah, you're right. I stopped doing that.
And the cobra. More cobra.
You recognize these terms, Carol?
I used to do all that, and then I kind of went away from it. Okay.
You recognize those terms, Roseanne? Cobra.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you stop doing it because Ian told you it wasn't going to do anything about 4 years ago?
He said that yogi stuff isn't any good.
Yeah, but you let yourself go to jello. We got to get you back now.
You're right. So how do I do that? I'm trying the more protein.
You thread the needle. I have a needle.
The what?
Roseanne thought that the protein answer, she's listened long enough to know protein's the answer to everything. And then I said she used it. I said, no, thread the needle. She goes, what? Thread the needle. Talking about mind fuckery.
I have the needle.
Mark this down, Bob. This is new.
Yes. What is it? Thread the needle?
What is that?
Carolyn says it's a yoga posture.
And I was basically right all along.
About what?
Doing yoga. I always did yoga. Then he said stop, so I stopped.
Yeah, and so you were not right then. You had to get out of it for a while. Then things changed. Now he's telling you to get back into it. See, there's no right or wrong. Just that you weren't keeping up with the shifts. You were doing yoga too much.
I was. I actually had to stop doing it. I was doing too much. So with that yoga shift ion, would that help shift my life and out of this place I am?
No, none of that. Not your life has nothing to do with anything you do. See? Don't make the connection.
Oh.
Am I right, ion? Am I on the right path there?
Kind of.
Is that good advice, ion? Come on, Ion.
Come on, Ion. Don't give up.
Come on, Ion. We're not just ignoring you. Just because we didn't let you dominate the microphone doesn't mean you have to have hurt feelings.
I didn't have the unique questions.
Yeah, I got bored of your questions. So bored.
I haven't been on for months, but I already bored him.
You haven't been on in years, so you've lost practice. You're out of shape.
I know. I'm surprised you even let me on, Bob.
We're scraping the barrel here. There's not many people here, so now they're here. Now they flooded in. Once Roseanne, they said, if fucking Roseanne can get on, and I can get on. So now they're all calling in.
There was nothing you could do, Roseanne. Nothing you could do.
Ion quoting Trump.
No, Ion quoting Trump, quoting Ion.
Right. But
Roseanne.
We interrupted Bert.
Go, Bert.
Yeah, Bert. Back to your topics, Bert.
Ion, you told me earlier about the circadian rhythm. There's no circadian rhythm. You said that Bob goes to sleep when he's tired and he wakes up. So that's a sign of no circadian rhythm?
Well, he doesn't sleep, so yes.
How can you not sleep?
He's right here asking.
I go to parallel worlds, you know that. We all do. That's how I understand what I think.
How do you get rested? How is that possible?
I do get rested. I lay down.
He does not rest.
I lay down, then I'm aware, and it's 3.5 hours later, and I'm all fresh.
Crazy.
That's the way it goes. Then I go for almost 24 hours. Then I lay down, 3.5 hours later, no dreams, nothing. The next instant, I'm fresh.
Is that a way to cross the River Jordan?
And he's sometimes cheeky when he's being fresh.
So, Ion, why did that person come into my life today?
We told you they were coming. You asked, and we told you. They showed up, and now you're surprised? Oh, there you go. Good. Boy, how observant of you there, darling.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me specifically, right? You're just saying in general.
Yes, we told you very... Oh, there's recording.
Okay, next question, Bert.
We got to take care of his quads. His quads are in trouble.
Bert's quads.
My quads are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
you're still crying with your flexor. Your flexor, your meniscus is still messing up with your flexors.
Ion, that's on the opposite side with my meniscus problem. My meniscus problem is fine, but
it's better, but it's the quad. It's what it's attached to. Yeah. Upside down, Middle Kingdom, upside down, veil of darkness, of shadows.
So you're telling me it's my other knee then?
Behind it, yeah.
Damn. Okay. Gotcha.
You're overcompensating. And that's what we told you. I mean, you know everything, so it's okay with us.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
That's good. That you should. By now, we've told you everything. Now, the only thing we have to talk about is your meat sack. Yeah. Did you want your femoral arteries to poke out of your belly? Did you decide against that, we think?
Yeah, I decided against that. Is Bob's way of refreshing, is that a way, a means to crossing the River Jordan?
But yeah, it will cross you, but he wants to go under the River Jordan. He doesn't want to go over it.
Bob wants to go under the River Jordan. Is that a way to get out of the Middle Kingdom?
It hasn't worked for him so far. It may. You know, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking until you do succeed.
I just unmuted somebody, got their hand up. Who's that?
It's me, Jermaine.
You
want to say something, Jermaine? Go ahead.
We won't tell him about that Cartago stuff. We won't tell him. No, we won't tell him. It's okay. You can talk. It's good.
Okay, cool. Well, I had a question. I was watching Gods of Egypt, and they were in the movie it said, well, Anubis is in charge of the ninth gate, and that the ninth gate is a kingdom, that it's the last kingdom. That's my question for you, Ion. Is it a kingdom, the ninth gate?
Yes.
So there's nine kingdoms? Is that the last one? Or is there more than nine kingdoms?
You can't count. You've got to confuse now. Don't mess up Set and Horus. They're different.
Just a minute, Jermaine. Is that you calling from Dallas, John?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, we're just going to take a break. I don't know John very well, but we became Facebook acquaintances. I don't know if he knows anything about Ion, but Ion can answer anything, John, and you have lots of interests. What would you like to ask about?
What do you think of the candidates in the presidential election this year, 2016?
We think President Trump is going to be a great president.
What about Hillary? Don't you think Hillary could just be backflipped and just get elected?
Well, we don't know, but if she lives, we'll send roses.
I think she'd be a great president because she's very familiar with foreign policies. Trump doesn't know too much about foreign policies.
No, she's still working on, she's still working on emails.
Well, I told you I got rid of the server and got rid of all the evidence. And then Loretta Lynch decided that she wasn't going to proceed to any kind of criminal indictments or anything like that.
Well, why should she? Why would she?
But they're all together. Like, Hillary is, like, friends with Bill, and Bill's friends with Barack, and Barack is friends with Loretta Lynch.
Bill
Clinton
put
CIA.
Bill Clinton put Loretta Lynch in the prosecutor's office originally. That's how she got hired.
But that's all good, because all those people have to work together to build a career. That's how you get ahead, right? You know, you build, like, positive relationships with people that you trust.
No, you have to love them up to get ahead. You get up a little erection, and then you got to sort of coax them into it. And then you get a little head going on. And then sometimes you have to blow the suds off, but you can get a little head if you want to.
But they're destroying, like, Trump right now. They're, like, just basically making a total fool out of them with respect to how essentially coerced making all those
mistakes. It's so much fun. It's so wonderful, and they're still voting for him. It's the funniest thing ever, because no one is actually voting for Trump. Who in the right mind would vote for Trump? They're voting against everything else. The Democratic Committee's pulling their money from him. He's like, I'm bringing all the damn money to the Democrats. Wait, Republicans. No, Democrats. No, blue. Let's see, one is blue and one is red. No, it's red. No, it's blue. Oh, wait, it's a red tie. Is it the jackasses are red and the elephants are blue, or it was the other way? I think they changed. We don't know.
I'd like to see Texas calling more blue, though.
But anyway, the short version is he's running from an anti-oligarch establishment. What that means is that he is saying out loud everything that no one in the PC world says you can say. He doesn't give a fuck about any of it. He's just calling it like he sees it. And that's refreshing because many, everybody is sick of what's going on right now. They just need time. They're just done. And they don't care what it said. You can say anything. You can say whatever you want to. And everybody says, well, hell yeah, hell yeah. Because they're just done with it. They're done. They're done. They're done with this crap. And it's the next lie and the next tale and the next, he says a bad word and we're going to destroy you and kill you. And then we're going to put you on the committee and let you tell us what a good American we are to let them kill your son. And then something, something, something. And it just kind of gets to be mindless after about a second. But it's all fun. CNN is making a killing.
To win Ohio, you know. Did you know that? They're waiting for Romney to win Ohio. Barack Obama is tweeting right now.
That'd be wonderful. Maybe Romney can send in Hillary's taxes, too. It'd be great.
I don't trust to send in his tax returns. We're still waiting to see them. We're still waiting to see Donald Trump's tax returns. He hasn't produced anything yet.
Well, knowing him, he probably hadn't filed any.
Well, he's got, like, booty tax returns because of his net worth is based on speculation. And that's,
yeah, see, John, you're following the facts too closely. Ian has been saying, he told me 4 years ago to look into Trump. I never followed him. I didn't care about Trump. Then Ian was one of the first to say Trump would become president. He was saying, like, 6 months, a year ago or something. So Ian's main point is that people are voting on this emotion or this perspective that fuck the establishment. I don't give a fuck who they present. We're not voting them in. And Trump hijacked that role. He's the outsider. And so it doesn't matter about his tax returns or whether he killed somebody or whether he used a fake PR guy. Ian's been saying for months now that it actually helps Trump. So you're concerned about this week's issue. Go ahead.
We see in November because a lot of what the future will tell will be essentially what comes out of the Supreme Court concerning all the court cases that were filed by Texas leading the charge against the Obama administration. And that would be concerning the Al Gore Bush election of 2000 when the Supreme Court intervened on a 4-5 decision to give Bush the benefit of that particular election. And since then, they've been using the judicial system to block individuals from actually participating in general elections and national elections in the U.S. And all of that stuff was kind of pretty much on hold until November.
Yeah, but see, you're thinking these details are what's informing the people. The people aren't interested in being informed. They've made their mind up a year ago, 6 months ago, and they're going to vote that way. They're going
to
vote for Trump.
But they can't get access to the election, though. They may not get access to the election because of what's actually happening with the voter ID, the Voter Rights Act of 2013.
Oh, okay. Let's ask Ian. Did you see some meddling at the vote on voting day? So a lot of the Trump people don't get
there
access
always
to
always has been. No, dead people have been voting for years, and that's what's going on. A blitzkrieg, it's fine. Check the cemeteries. They're on the rolls. They vote all the time. If you get a rich man to vote like that, you'd have Hillary forever.
So that's not going to be a factor.
It doesn't matter, Bob. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm translating what you're saying. You're saying that it's a done deal. They cannot stop the mass preference for Trump. The establishment cannot stop the mass preference for Trump.
That's correct.
There you have it, John. You don't have to think about anything ever again about this election, unless Ian's wrong and we get a different result in November.
Well, let's see what happens, right? But that's what they're saying. They're saying that by November, they will have these cases cleared up. And as a result, it will permit people to actually participate in these elections, or they will continue to block people right from participating in these elections.
Hold on. You've got to do the math. You're not doing your math right. You've got to do the Rust Belt Brexit. They're gone. They're out.
Well,
that's done. It's over. Then you've got all the way from Green Bay all the way through. It's over. Then you got the last stand of the angry white man that's running for 240 years and it's just now come to the end. So your Title IX is over. Then you got Hillary rotten Clinton. That's a problem. To deal with that, for the whole crap of all this other stuff that she's getting blamed for everything in the world, sun and moon and stars. Then you got the repressed Sanders vote that aren't going to vote for Clinton if she was on fire. Then don't forget, you got the Jesse Ventura effect.
Can you explain to us what this Jesse Ventura effect is?
You can't count that, discount the electorate's ability of mischievous and underestimating that many millions fence themselves as closet anarchists. They drew the curtain all along that voting booth, all in a few places of that society where no security cameras, no listening devices, no spouses, no kids, no bosses, no consequences, not even a freaking time limit. You can take as long as you need. There's no one that can make you do anything. You can push the button, go to straight party line, you can write Mickey Mouse or Donald Fucking Duck. There's no rules. You can do anything you want to, just like the upset apple cart, and make mommy and daddy mad. Same way you're standing on the edge of Niagara Falls, your mind wonders for a moment what it would feel like to go over the thing. A lot of people are going to love being in a position of puppet master and plunking down for Trump just to see what it might look like. Remember back in the 1990s when the people of Minnesota elected a professional fucking wrestler for governor? They didn't think it's because they're stupid or they thought Jesse Ventura was some sort of statesman or political intellectual. They did it just because it's Minnesota's one of the smartest states in the country. And he's also filled with people who have dark sense of humor. Voting for Ventura was like a version of a good practical joke. A sick political system. It's going to happen again with Trump.
I see in the political polls right that the new Indiana general election, Clinton is 44% tied with Trump 44%.
Clinton hasn't even released his evidence against Hillary yet. He's still gaffing. He's still making fun. Yes, I hate all the nigger-loving Jews. I hate them all because they're niggers and they're loving Jews. I hate them. And he says that, and people go, you can't say that. And you go, yeah, well, I said it. That's what I meant, too. And, yeah, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see. He doesn't care. It's all good. He hasn't even released that information yet.
On the radio right now, talking about the election with Bob Dobbs. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, John. And tell them you're talking to Ion, non-physical. Ion is not a human being.
Oh, I know. He's like a spaghetti monster guy.
The gay monster, that's right. Ion, the gay monster. Ion, do you like that?
It worked for Lady Gaga, and we helped Stephanie, so might as well.
Are you still with us, Bert? You can stay on the line, John. Listen to the many other top hours with Ion.
Absolutely. I'd like to hear it.
Okay, Bert.
It's called Cheek to Cheek. It's called Cheek to Cheek. You should get
it. What is it?
It's Lady Gaga's new album, Cheek to Cheek.
Oh, okay, Cheek to Cheek. Okay, Gene.
Geez, Ion, I was going to talk about RNA and DNA, but then you brought up Jesse Ventura.
You didn't expect that one, did you?
Bob, my teapot is whistling. Can someone else on there? Can you move on and come back to me?
No. Do you want us to get the teapot? We can get the teapot. It's no problem.
Yeah, you want to...
Sunflower. We run by the sunflower. Oh, wait. Wait, the last time we did it blew up. You better run.
Okay, well, let's Jermaine talk.
Thanks.
Go, Jermaine. What do you got?
Well, I could go back to my question.
We like your
question. Hi, Ion.
Hey. You're looking radiant.
So where were we at?
You're looking radiant today.
Thank you. Here in my white gown. But you said don't get it confused, the ninth, the kingdoms. Is that what you were telling me?
Tell him to turn the porn down in the next room. It's distracting.
Hey, John, turn the porn down. I'll put you on mute. It doesn't mean that you're disconnected. I'm just gonna. We want to diminish the background noise, so I'm just gonna put you on mute.
The noise.
The porn's great, though. It's good. It's distracting, though.
You were telling me not to get confused with the ninth gate, and what was the other thing you said? Don't get confused. in regards to my question. I was asking if...
The Book of Shadows.
The Book of Shadows and the Ninth Gate are two different... Those are two different things. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, they're very different.
But the Book of Shadows is Torchia. Isn't that the book that the Ninth Gate movie is based on, Ion?
No, not the Book of Shadows, no.
So which Book of Shadows is this one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Voodoo Book of Shadows, or is it...
We have to be careful.
Okay. Well, if the Ninth Gate is a kingdom, I was asking, is that the last one? Is there nine kingdoms, or is there more than nine? And is nine the final one?
Found in the Grand Grimoire.
In this world? Where is that located?
Well, that's the right question. It's between the Keys of Solomon.
Where are the Keys of Solomon?
No, it's between the Keys of Solomon. See, it's not a grimoire. They say it's attached to King Solomon, but it's not.
It's how many keys are there?
Between four.
So it's in between the four keys?
Mm-hmm.
What are the keys used for, the Keys of Solomon?
Oh, the Clavicula Salomonis.
Cuba?
Clavicula Salomonis.
Like Cuba?
You want to spell it for you? We'll spell it for you. Ready?
No. C-U-B-A. I got that.
C. Okay. L. A V I C U L A space capital N A L O M O N I S.
You lost me now. Why are you saying this in regards to the four keys of Solomon?
It's between the four keys.
Well, someone else can go because this is a lot. I have to go back and put it all together.
Okay. I understand.
It's so quiet.
Do you want to do it in Greek or do you want to do it in Latin or you want to do it in Italian or English or
Spanish.
Hebrew? Is that Hebrew or French?
Spanish.
En español, poquito español, por favor.
En español.
How about the pinnacle? How about the pinnacles? That's
the pinnacles.
Yeah.
What are the pinnacles?
You don't want to know that.
You said it's fun, though.
Hell yeah.
But it's a...
Operations of Mockery and Scorn, the Experiments Operation, the Holy Pinnacles of Medicals, the Pinnacles of Saturn, Pinnacles of Jupiter, Pinnacles of Mars, of the Sun, of Venus, Mercury, and the Moon, the Peony in Colors, Turning Silk and Cloth, from L.F. Levy, Messy of the Water, Lighting of the Fire. There's lots of it.
Any of these topics, John, prompt a question from you, John? I unmuted you. That you're hearing?
No, I'm just listening, and I'm listening on the side here, and I'm also referring to some of the tweets that are coming right from President Barack Obama, his entourage there working on Twitter. And I just got a tweet right from John Cleese about some insider trading deals. And I think that might be related to the Deepwater Horizon incident, right, with British Petroleum. And they released information about the amount of oil that came out of that spill And at the same time, they were selling off their stock portfolios, and they got smashed right for that. So I was so much concerned about following, you know, what was going on with BP as far as their interest in continuing to work right within the United States on any kind of oil or energy project, given the fact that oil is now so cheap, right, at $46 a barrel.
Do you have anything to say about that, Ion?
Well, it's a 55-gallon drum, and they're not using oil anymore because they've now opened up Lady Bird's wells, and they're giving it away for free. So we'll go back to the Grimoirium Verum. That'll probably get you to the top.
The Grimoirium Theorem, did you say, or Barum?
Barum.
Carum. Serum.
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 V is in victory.
So did that make any sense, John, what Ian was saying? Both they've released Lady
Bird really,
Johnson?
Because, not really, because I believe that OPEC are the ones who are controlling the oil production in the world. The United States would like
no,
to be able
to control. No, they're not. Who the hell
now, listen to this, John.
No. The deal was they didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of until Tricky Ricky Dick Nixon went over there and said, I have a deal for you. I'll make you rich beyond words as long as you can sell all the oil in the world, as long as you trade it in U.S. dollars. As long as the oil is sold in U.S. dollars, you have it all. We took those sand niggers and made them nothing, and they overnight became quadrillionaires.
That's true.
Because they had it all. Now, when they decided to de-peg oil against a dollar, oil went from $141 a barrel to $14.37. And it'll be back there in just a moment. You'll see.
Let's control it.
We like that.
Yeah.
The oil leases.
So we would be shorting. We would be shorting the shit out of those leases.
Right. Yeah. It's like a moratorium on deep water drilling during the Obama
administration. We like that. We like that. Drill it, don't drill it. It's all fun.
Drill it or don't drill it. It's all fun, says Ion, John.
Well, it's got to be worth drilling. You know, you got all of these production companies, and they got to make money out of it. And if the oil is like $45 a barrel, nobody wants to do any work. But when it's $146
people,
a barrel,
are people working?
Really
we just realized people from Canada that never worked, but now no one's working. So let's talk about strontium. That's much more interesting, isn't it?
In what way? What would we say about strontium?
It has a value, unlike oil. It has a function, unlike oil. It has an electron configuration of Kr5s2, atomic number 38. And the electron shell, is 2, 8, 18, 8, and 2, as it repeats. Much more wonderful, and especially when you start talking about how alkaline it is. It is very soft.
What can you use it for?
Oh, strontium chloride hexahydrate.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you want it for? It's used
strontium
in our John, RNA drops in our cold fusion energy device. This stuff, I assume. Ian, is that used in our products? Is this strontium effect a result of the iCell interpenetration here?
We can't be talking to this out in front of everybody. Are you incredibly bad? I'm surprised Karen hasn't thrown a pot of spaghetti over your head right now for just saying that. Karen's
taking a nap. You took advantage of this. You saw her taking a nap, so I was letting the stuff out when Karen's not listening.
We didn't do it. We promised we didn't do it. We didn't say a thing. It wasn't us. It wasn't us. All that's recorded. We didn't do it. It's terrible.
All is recorded.
Suffering cats. You know it's suffering cats.
So, John.
We just found the primrose path of destruction once again.
this strontium thing that I was talking about is a result of ions' intervention and the changing of matter, which we call the I cell. The I cell is what's in our products. It's what's in our cold fusion free energy device. Ion is technically talking to you about what is going to get rid of the oil industry, or it's going to bypass it. That's why it's more interesting.
Is it a nuclear fusion technology?
It's way better than that.
No.
The humans have never seen anything like this.
I haven't seen the technology, but I've seen what's called liquid molten sodium fluoride fast breeder reactor. And they're using
thorium. Oh, yeah, but see, but see, that's the hydrogen sulfide. That's dangerous.
Okay. Dangerous.
Well, do it. No, do it. We like it. You'll put more carbon in the world, and California's already on fire, so it won't hurt our feelings. Blow it up.
Well, it's like an anti-proliferation idea. Anti-proliferation. The fast breeder reactors were developed, were essentially designed to produce heavy metals for weapons-grade materials.
Yeah, they're getting away from the plutonium.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's good. But, you know, I'll do what you got to do.
I've seen him. Okay, we have a new, I always like new callers, John. Just hold on to see who this is. 508, you have something to say.
Hi, it's Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hi. I wanted to talk about natural gas.
Sure.
They're putting like a fracking and they're putting a compressor station right in my town.
Nice.
I know, right? I was wondering, what is the best energy that we can use? I mean, there must be something that's not so disruptive and smells so bad and has bad effects on us, right?
Natural gas isn't bad for you.
Well, it's the chemicals in it poison all the water.
There's no chemicals in natural gas.
Well, the chemicals they put in to get it out of the ground...
It's a small percentage of carbon dioxide, nitrogen, hydrogen sulfide, and helium. That's what's in it.
Well, what do I see in the news reports and stuff? Is that the
Good Lord, Jesus, God. Walter Cronkite is dead, and Glenn Beck has retired. Who else would you trust for the news? News Network?
No. Well, people go to the Burrillville station, and they see it, and they smell it, and they... The people around me.
You smell it. You also smell it in a peat bog, too. But it's not a problem of anybody's.
Well, I'm tired of trying to get them to stop the compressor station, and I don't really want to do it anymore.
Then blow it up. Then blow it up.
It's not there
yet. Burn, motherfucker. The gas is. Blow it up. Blow it up. Then you won't have any problem with it. Shoot them in the head. That'll solve it.
Well, what would we use as energy? Would we use oil or natural gas? What's the best one? I don't know what to do.
Christians. Use Christians for fuel.
I don't know what that means.
No, burn Christians. You know, Rome.
Burn them at the stake, yeah.
Alyssa, there's a documentary on Zappa out now called Eat That Question, but originally, when I interviewed him, he said Eat That Question. The song was called Eat That Christian. So Frank was onto it 40 years ago. Eat that Christian. Are you a Christian, Alice?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Are you a pagan?
I believe in God.
Define God. You say, I believe in God. Well, Ian's always saying we don't know what God is. So what do you think God is?
Well, aren't I God? I mean...
Yeah, all right. Then you believe in yourself.
You are.
I do believe in myself. You know, does my higher self have a name? Like when I walk around at night praying to God.
Yeah, it's right up there over. It's right below you. It's right below your lower self. Yes.
What do I call it? Is there some their name for my higher self just below my lower self?
Petunia.
But you say you go around at night praying to God. That means you're talking to yourself.
Yes, I do. I talk to myself all the time.
Well, do you have to put your mind in the prayer posture? Can't you just
Do you see dead people?
I don't see dead people, but I've been trying to look in a mirror at a 90-degree angle to see if I could see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a mirror in my house?
The one in the foyer.
Well, I don't have a foyer.
Oh, there's your trouble.
You're funny.
move quickly. Get a house with a foyer.
Oh, I like my house.
But Dad didn't have a foyer.
What's a foyer? Is that the room you walk into before you get it? Like we take the coat off, like a mud room?
No, no. Like a narthex. But you should live in a house that has a narthex.
A narthex?
Narthex.
Narthex.
Narthex. I'll have to go look that up. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's an architectural element.
Okay, Liz. I don't know if this person has ever called in, maybe once, Ravi, Vancouver. You want to say something, Ravi?
Hello.
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 You got a statement to make?
Hi, Bob. Hi, it's
hello.
Rob from Vancouver. Am I coming in clear?
I,
yep. Have you ever called in before?
Your elocution
I haven't.
Is amazing.
All right. This is a first-timer, Ion. Let's see what he has to say.
Your elocution is amazing.
I am in a parallel experience with Bob. And Carolyn, I was hanging out by a school, and Bob came up to me and said, hey, it's time to go, let's go. And we slowly walked to the car, and Carolyn was in the front seat as a driver in a Mercedes car. Where do we end up going after that?
A pagan village for a right.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
A pagan village.
Pagan village for a right.
We went there for a right, R-I-T-E.
The mineral you were just speaking about a few minutes ago, strontium, I believe it was. Is that
strontium.
Strontium.
Is that connected to Southern Company?
No, it is not.
I've been under the weather for the past few days. Could you give me a remedy or a solution to help with this issue I'm having?
Realign and more remag.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Bob and Ion. That's all the questions I have
Thank
for now.
Thank you very much. Well,
is that
Ion?
Okay, very good.
Your bank. Would you like to know about your banking problem?
Yes, I would.
They are making a withdrawal that you've not authorized. You should have it checked.
Thank you very much, Ion.
Anytime. And get out of the fucking Bank of Nova Scotia.
Understood. Thank you.
Are you involved with the Bank of Nova Scotia, Ravi?
No, it's Van City, but I'm not too sure if it has a connection with Nova Scotia.
They are owned by...
Is there a bank you would recommend, Ion?
The Royal Bank of Canada, silly.
Understood.
We say get out of there real quick because we haven't decided who we're selling that off to, but it's probably going to be blended with Puerto Rico or something.
What about the loans that's already on that bank right now?
They're gone.
Is there a certain time frame I have to withdraw from that bank?
Before Boxing Day.
All right, thank you.
You're eternally
welcome.
Thank
you, Ravi.
You're welcome. You're welcome here always.
Kevin.
Who are these people, Bob?
Hey, hear that, people? Wonder who you are.
Bob will let everybody in, so it's okay.
Hello. Hey, Ion.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Greetings. Hey, Kev.
I had a little idea that maybe we could make a telephone call across the universe here. Maybe talk to some people in the Orion system that are nice and peaceful. Do you think we could do that, Ion?
There aren't many. You need a translator. You don't have one. Let's do it this way. Do you know what Noxzema is?
Hey, I do.
Do you have access to the chemical Noxzema?
It's probably at the drugstore, so yes.
Get a small container, not much. It's pricey. Being on a budget and all, get a small one. And before you go to bed, put it on your nose and go to sleep. And you can go there.
I can go where?
There.
I will do that, though, Ion. Thank you. What's
It'll
up with
fun.
The my gums? What's up with the whole T teeth and gums thing going on right now.
You need more Remite. You can switch that around in your mouth. But now, if you're opened up, see, it's going to be a little strong. But if you'll do it a little bit, it's good. And other people say you get that expensive salt and swish around and all that kind of stuff. But if you're doing your RNA drops like you're supposed to, sometimes that'll refill so it's your gums rebuilding. But if it's other stuff that they're calling, then you'll use Remite to basically get your electrolytes more balanced so that you can basically have less pockets in your gums. So you'll go back to fours and fives rather than the deeper ones, because otherwise they want to do planing and all kinds of crazy, stupid shit. You don't need all that. Just get yourself tight and right.
So there's not too many people in Orion to talk to.
Yes, there are. What are you talking? See, Bob, here you go again. There's probably 16 billion people in Orion. And he's like, well, there's not many people to talk to. There's not many of them to probably talk to you. Okay, I'll keep you there. But, yeah, they're living with them. They're waiting on you all to die so they can have what's left of your middle kingdom. They'll take it. They know what to do with it.
Well, you said we needed a translator. Would you be able to translate for us? Maybe Bob could... Do you think maybe Bob could talk to some people from Orion and see how their culture is and see what they're doing over there?
No, because you wouldn't recognize it. The syntax won't get you there. See, the thing they would talk about, it would be like Finnegan's Wake. And y'all still preaching over that bullshit, and you don't even know what they even meant. When it's a Joycean revolution that he's not even revolved into yet, so it becomes quite a fits folly flopping to float bobbin to play to flog the golden to flips to fly to flow sheen to bar the cobbin to take an eganook. Well, you can run on that, but then now you know something. We just told you. You're not it. So okay, congratulations. Not being official or meaningful.
Is there a reason that the pyramids would use masers to connect with them?
Easiest way. The path of least resistance.
Is there certain information that we would give them?
You are.
Could you tell us what that information consisted of?
Forward motion. Forward motion and alternative paths.
Was Earth using the Orion system as a reference to triangulate through the solar system, per se?
The Moabites did.
So, the Moabites, did they travel through to different worlds, and that would be... the Orion system would be their reference so they could get back home?
It could be, but you're missing the point. If they're from Orion, they wouldn't have any problem going back home. They never had any resistance, so to come and go would be a non-issue or non-sequitur. But the scienter of your position is from a little man's position of how the Coathanites joined and connected to your world. That's what's key. Or your better way to ask the question. But you're doing all right, though, for a little man. You're doing good.
I do not want to live like a little man.
We know, and we're helping. And we're going to help you with it. It's going to be great.
Awesome. I guess I've just been working on my personal creations and my personal body. Is there anything that I could do to increase my own personal business?
You've got it all confused. See, the path of least resistance, it's contrary to popular belief. Electricity takes all paths available. It's in inverse proportion to the impedance of the path. The magnitude of a current flows in the path. It depends on the path's voltage and impedance. That's what's wrong with your business. You've not considered that.
I will look up my electrical terms. Whenever I opened a portal way back when, there were three nice discs that were in the sky.
There were 11.
Well, I remember three, and at the time you said that that was a creation of my own. And I was wondering, what happened to those discs? Is there a place they went to?
Yes.
Is it on Earth? Or are they on Earth yet?
Which Earth?
Oh, I see. So it could be one Earth in the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily a different dimension, but a totally different world.
Mm-hmm. We sent Bob a picture of your path of least resistance stuff. You'll have to beg him for it, and you may have to develop a fellatio-based relationship, but you'll need to talk to him about that.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, no offense to Bob, but...
I understand, but it's always sooner or later, it's Pat de la Belda.
What's that again?
Sooner or later, it's always Pat de la Belda.
Oh, my phone's cutting out.
Pacho Labelda, I don't know what that is. You know what that is, Bert?
Ask the Spanish people.
Roxy, if Roxy's still there.
Yes.
You know what? What's that mean?
What?
What was the phrase I am?
Pacho Labelda.
Pacho Labelda.
Belda.
Mean anything to you, Roxy?
Well, it's a slang for sending somebody to a bad place.
We're sending them to another place.
Yeah, when you want to get rid of somebody, instead of saying fuck off, you say vete a la verga.
Is that what you meant, I am?
And then the line is
belga. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Roxy. Very good. Did you fall asleep, Roxy?
That was clear, too. That's fun. That's fun. That's fun.
What about
home race?
Hero that wears a Canaanite.
Well, say that again. What's the question?
Hiram, the constructor of the Temple of Solomon, was a Canaanite.
Was he a Canaanite?
Had the temple, the keys.
He was a Coathanite.
And who was that? Hiram, Ion, or Moses, or Hiram? Who did that?
No, you're talking about the Mason stuff. Hymie.
So the myth of Hiram doesn't connect with the castles or that connected.
Do not connect with the castles?
It's detached but not connected.
Okay, so Roxy, you just asked who built the Temple of Solomon? Is that what you just asked?
No, I just read that he was a Canaanite when I was...
Who's he? Who's he?
Hiram.
What did he build? We're not talking about the Temple of Solomon.
Yes, but the Freemasons say he built the temple. But I think it's just a Masonic myth.
Right, so Ion just maybe almost got an answer out of Ion. What did you say? What builder did you mention, Ion? And what temple were you talking about?
The Great Temple.
What's that?
Herod's temple.
Herod's. So who built it?
Jaime.
And you mean the temple of École Militaire, where Napoleon is...
Caldera.
Jaime.
Well, you'll say Calderon, but Caldera.
Is Jaime H-Y-M-I-E?
Okay.
Jaime, the builder of the Great Temple, which is Herod's Temple, which was the second Temple of Solomon, right?
Perfect.
So that is what, Roxy? What did Jaime do? Why are we talking about him?
because we say maybe this myth of Hiram building the Temple of Solomon is not true.
Didn't get what you're saying. You said something about Hiram. That's a different guy than Jaime.
Yes, but you said, why are we talking about him?
And what's the answer?
That's what I answered.
Jaime, the great temple. But what was the question?
Carmack, the great.
What was the question? You asked who built the Temple of Solomon or something?
No, he said, who built the temple? So I asked if he means the temple where Napoleon is buried.
And he said no?
No, he says this other name that you're saying. Why are we talking about that?
Wait a minute. Did he answer where Napoleon was buried or that point? We're talking about Napoleon, and now we're talking about Jaime. Why did we make the transition?
Ask Ian.
Oh, Ian did it. Okay, so you asked about Napoleon, and answer asked about Jaime. Answered about Jaime, okay. All right, so does that bring Kevin back in? Did Kevin have something to say about any of this?
No, I don't, Bob.
Why not?
Make
something up, Kevin.
I got lost at the Coathanites, and I don't know much about Herod's temple, but I still have some questions about things coming through portals.
Okay, but the Coathanites are special Jews, Hebrews. They go way back. They're like the closest to the ascending, closest to the fall. So therefore, they carried the shoe bread, the eye cell, the living bread. They guarded it or did something with it. Because they knew how to make it, or carried it from the ascended continent. Okay, that's the Coathanites.
Okay.
Very special.
Happy days. Y'all sorted all that. We'll see you in the morning.
All right. Thanks a lot for dropping in, Ion.
Thank you. Always fun.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
For the songs.
Oh, yes, for the songs.